And you're so welcome to the Roundtable Podcast. My name is Sean Booth.
And my name is Candace. And we're so, so happy that you've decided to join us today.
So as you can see behind us, things look a little bit different than normal. You know, we have an incredible youth ministry called Unite Youth here in Open Arms. And today we have the honor of having some of our young people and our young leaders have a conversation that we get to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. And this week, the title of the conversation is Be the Real You, all themed being a Christian in your school. Now, I know so many people watching might not, in fact, still be in school, but you know what? You've got your workplace, maybe your family, your friendship circles, and today's conversation is all about encouraging us to stand tall and to stand bold in our faith.
Amen. Well, you know, these young people have incredible wisdom that we can glean from. So I really hope that you enjoy. Show some love in the comment section also, and enjoy the conversation today.
What's up, Unite? My name is Paige.
And my name is Patrick. Welcome to Unite Unscripted. This is a four-week series consisting of four different topics each week where we invite different people to come talk with us so we can hear different opinions.
And this week's topic is Be the Real You, and it's all about being a Christian in school.
And we all know how hard it is to be a Christian in school. In fact, sometimes we make some of our largest life-changing decisions while in school. So we're here today to help you make the best ones.
Exactly. And we have some amazing people in today to talk about this topic. So grab a notebook, grab a snack, and let's get started.
Welcome to our first episode of Unscripted, and welcome to you guys. For any of you guys that don't know, my name is Patrick, but I want to get to know you guys a bit better. So can we start off with you? Just introduce your name and whatnot.
Yeah, so my name is Ruth. I am 20 years old, and I'm a member of the youth team here in Open Arms. Cool. And I live like in the middle of nowhere, so that's a fun little fact. No one knows where I live.
I'm Kenny. I'm 17 years old. I'm a student in Pipers, and I live in Salins.
Cool.
Yeah.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 17 years old. I go to Open Arms Church, and I'm a student in St. Conduit's Community College.
Nice. Cool. But before we even get into anything, guys, I have a pretty deep question to start everything off with. What is your favourite takeaway? Now, I don't want to hear no rubbish takeaways. I don't want to hear nothing disgusting. I don't want to hear Apache. Nothing. I only want to hear good stuff now.
Okay? Mine is Apache.
So let's start off with you, Jenny.
I love pizza. Okay. But I love Apache pizza especially. Oh my gosh. But I do love, like, I love Thai food.
Okay.
Like, there's this thing I like called a pad Thai.
Oh, they're so nice.
Yeah, they're lovely. It's so nice. Yeah. That's my favorite takeaway. And Coke as well.
Okay. And what's your favorite topping in pizza? I'm curious.
Cheese. I like a load of stuff on my pizza, but like I literally have anything on a pizza. I just can't have fish on a pizza because you know the way they put anchovies sometimes. Like if you ask them, I don't like them. I like fish, but like them on pizza.
Oh, you like fish on pizza?
I don't like fish on
pizza. Sorry. How about you, Kenny? What's your favorite takeaway?
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm kind of boring, but like I don't really get any takeaways. I like to make my own. I like pizza and stuff, but I don't really order that much.
You're healthy.
Fair enough.
I'm not that healthy, relax, man. what would I say my topping is? My topping is probably going to be like pepperoni and cheese, obviously. Probably, you know, like what you call them, jalapeno peppers.
I like those.
With like, you know, like the sausages and stuff. I like those.
Okay, that makes sense. What about you, Ruth?
I feel so basic saying pizza because everyone said it now.
Yeah.
But I think it is pizza. So Domino's, so definitely Apache. Yeah. Sorry, where are you going?
Yeah, Apache's terrible.
Domino's.
Yeah.
Domino's is top tier.
Yeah, I think mine would be Domino's as well. Like, I know everyone's just saying pizza, but
so good.
Domino's. Pizza, I wouldn't mind a spice bag sometimes.
Yeah, spice bag. Yeah.
You get a bit fed up with spice bag.
You do, very easily, everyday spice bag.
Because in Narromore, all we have is a Chinese down the road, so I'm sick of seeing them, like, literally.
Oh, damn. Yeah. But guys, at least the audience gets to know you a little bit better. That some of you guys like fish on pizza.
I said I don't like fish on pizza.
I'm gonna hold that one against you.
But, yeah, I'm gonna hold it to you.
I said I don't like it.
Yeah. But the title of today's topic is Be the Real You. So it's all about being a Christian in school. And you and me, we're out of school. You two are in school in 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool to see the different opinions on what school is like. Because I know I've only left, I think we only left like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot's changed in that 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like so much. So I'm going to be really, really curious to see what school is like for you guys. But the first question I have for you guys, and it's quite a simple question, is what year are you guys in?
I'm in sixth year.
So am I.
Yeah. And then?
I'm in first year of college. I took a year out, so
yeah. Yeah. And I'm in first year of college for you guys that don't know. As well. Then my next question, and I'm going to start off with you, Kenny, if that's all good.
Yeah, it was.
Is it hard for you to express your faith in school?
I feel yeah, because, you know, it's typical for a lot of us to be like, you know, you try to act, let's say, cool in front of your friends, and like, it's not really, you don't find a lot of people that are very like, confident in their faith, and there's not a lot of people that like to be like, you know, I love God, da 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 da. Because sometimes you feel kind of pressured to be a certain way in school, you feel a certain way, you know, you keep quiet. That's why a lot of people, you know, you see some of us, we're more confident in our faith when we come to church, when we see fellow, you know, other students in church rather than in school.
Yeah.
Just, I think that's basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
And do any of you guys have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, I think for, like, in Ireland especially, it's really uncommon not to be Catholic or Protestant.
Yeah.
That was a question that I always got, like, what religion are you?
Yeah, and, definitely.
And, like, they just couldn't grasp the concept of, like, it's not about religion.
Mm.
And the amount of times I got accused for being in a cult was actually ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The middle of religion class, I remember we had a presentation about cults, and they just kept looking at me like, Ruth, you'd know all about this, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Damn.
So that definitely made it really difficult, for sure.
Imagine.
Oh, what about you, Jenny?
At the stage that I'm at, I don't have no problem with expressing who I am anywhere.
That's good.
But I'm not going to lie and say it's always been like that, because it hasn't always been like that. And back in like first, second, even third year, third year is when my relationship with God grew really, really strong. But then before that, so first and second year, I was just trying to like be like everyone else, you know, but yeah, now I'm happy to say like everyone knows what I stand for and who I am, and it makes me happy, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well done. And that's what it's all about, you know, being the real you.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the real me. I'm a servant of Christ, like a child of God. Yeah, and everyone needs to know that.
Yeah, that's
everyone
amazing.
Has to know that, yeah.
Yeah. And would there be a lot of Christians in your school? Because I know when there's not, stuff just gets a bit harder, because everyone looks at you completely
like
different.
I went to a Catholic primary girls' school.
Okay.
So obviously, like, majority were Catholic, but my secondary school is non-denominational, so you have all sorts of people, which is amazing. Yeah, there's a couple Christians, like children of God, you know, like, but they don't express it, so it's like they're trying to be like everyone else, and they're not being the real them. Because, you know, it can be hard. It's not, let's not say that it's so easy to be like, oh, I love Jesus. Like,
That makes sense.
Definitely.
And I have a question for you, Ruth, and it's, when you were in school, did you find it hard to make a balance between God and school?
Yeah, definitely. I was so involved in school, and I cared so much, like, from the very beginning about what people thought of it. Like, that was my, crippling trait, I'd say, and that was what made it the hardest, is I just wanted to fit in so badly, and I didn't know, like, obviously when you're 13 as well and going into secondary school, like, you don't know who you are, really. You have a foundation in what everyone tells you, like, that you're supposed to be like, but in your heart of hearts, you don't really know.
Yeah.
And so definitely, I found it really hard. I was obviously still serving in church, because that's what you do when you grow open church, serving church. But I didn't know who I was, so obviously that made it really difficult. I wasn't very open about like being a Christian. I made many mistakes, and I was so conscious as well, because in my school there wasn't really any Christians, in my first school anyways, and not that I knew of, and there was no one really that like would stick up for me in religion class when the person who was an atheist was trying to like
there's always that one
person that wants to argue, but so I definitely found it very difficult,
And what about you, Kenny? You're still in school now.
Yeah, but I think kind of like what Jenny said, it's definitely, when I first came into school, you know, I was trying to fit in, because not a lot of people were outspoken, but outside of church, I was always, you know, active, choir. When we went to like different church camps and stuff, we always did that. I would always be, you know, fully active and stuff like that. But as, especially like in third year, fourth year, especially fourth year, because I had more time to grow and more time to develop.
Yes.
I felt that I was able to express myself. So like now, when people say, okay, so like, bro, why'd you go to church? I'm able to tell them, you know, my reason. I'm not giving an excuse. Oh, my mom forced me. It's a thing where I've always been going. Yeah. So it's a thing where I want to go.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that, you know, I'm a child of God. I serve God.
Yeah,
that's so good.
It's not a thing I want to be hiding anymore, because I feel I've grown as a person. I've grown mature. Like my maturity has developed. So I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not a thing where I'm trying to force myself into be like, oh, my parents have forced me to go. That's the only reason I'm going. Like, I'm not giving an excuse. I'm just telling them that, you know, I'm a child of God. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to church. I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. So I'm not beating around the bush or anything.
Yeah.
That's good. Perfect. And I know for me personally, I didn't adopt God into my school life till I was like in fifth or sixth year. But I went to church from first to sixth year. I went to church all my life. But God wasn't in my life in school at all. Just because I think, for me anyways, I wanted to be like everyone else, like you guys.
Yeah.
That being a Christian, I thought there was a bit more pressure because people expect you to act a certain way. You can't do this, you can't do that. But for you guys, how did you guys include God in your school life?
I just think, okay, so I don't like to divide the school life and not school life. Yeah. I think life is just life. So if you're a Christian in church, you can be one outside of church. You know what I mean? It's about the relationship with God. It doesn't, like, it shouldn't, like, diminish when you enter the school building.
Yeah.
If Christ is within you, he's not going to shrink when you enter school. He's not going to shrink when you enter the shopping center.
Yeah.
He should just always be there. So I just think that, sorry, what was the question? I just lost my train of thought. I'm just saying, like, there shouldn't be a division with your life here and your life there. A child of God is a child of God. You be that everywhere you go. And I just think,
Now what about you, Kenny?
I don't think, like Jenny said, it shouldn't be a kind of two, like, living two lives or anything. I feel how I am in church is how I am in school.
Okay.
You show respect to people in church, you show respect to people in school. The way you act is how you expect, how you, you know. I don't think it's that hard at all to be how I act in school, because I treat everybody with love the same way God wants me to treat everybody with love. I show people that, you know, like my parents always used to tell me, and we even learned this in church, how you act towards people, they will now be able to see that, you know, you have God in you. Basically, that's it.
So true.
And for yourself,
what was the question again?
So how do you include God in your school life?
I think it's the same thing, like what you guys are saying, there shouldn't be a big division. But I think a huge thing for me was when I was in sixth year and the abortion referendum was coming around. That was a really, really difficult thing for me, because I think I was, well, there was like a couple of other people who kind of agreed with what I was saying, but in our group of friends, there was a loud, loud voice for like vote yes, you know? And that was a really difficult, like a testing point for me. Like, where do you stand? Like, where is your heart actually? Exactly. What do you actually believe in? Because this is a really, really big moment. Just telling the girls like what I believed in, but the difference in the conversation, like me trying not to get angry and them getting very annoyed and seeing the, like, the way that either side dealt with the argument, that kind of spoke for itself. Now I'm not saying I did it perfectly every time. I definitely came out of some of those conversations like, oh my gosh, I'm in pain. But yeah, I think it is like what you guys are saying. It's just the way you treat people. Like, it's hard. It is so hard to like evangelize in school. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't do it. Like, I don't think I did a very good job at it, because it's so difficult. And those years as well, between 13 and 18, they're shaping who you are, and you really don't 100%. Have a clue. So it's
I know a lot of you guys, especially, well, all you guys, spoke a lot about integrity. And the way I like to explain integrity is not with my definition, but it's linked with image and integrity, and an image is what people think you are, but your integrity is who you really are. So your integrity is linked to your identity, and your identity is found in Christ. So how would you tell anyone in the audience, how can they have more of that integrity, you know, be the same person in school but be the same person in church as well, because it is a very hard thing to do, you know.
I would just say to, I think you have to have a proper good foundation in your relationship with God. If that is firm, then I just feel like you can't be shaken and you can't be moved, no matter what. That's me personally, but I would say that, yeah, a firm foundation in your relationship with Christ, like, you will not be moved. It should, you should, you will be fine.
Yeah, I think so too.
What about you, Ruth?
I think, yeah, definitely a firm foundation in your relationship with Christ, and then who you are, like your identity is found in Christ. So you'll know who you are when you have that strong foundation in Him. And I wish that, to be honest, from earlier on I had started to look at those things, because I didn't really start to like try control my thoughts, try control my words, because I was always one that spoke way too much, and when you talk too much you're just gonna mess up. But I didn't try that really until like fifth and sixth year, and I wish I had a good grasp on that earlier on, rather than just like when you're a Christian and going into secondary school, the thing that you hear the most is don't smoke and don't drink because your friends are doing it. Literally it's like don't do it, like that's what you're told. But instead it's like, watch how you're treating people. Like, how are you loving people? Like, and figure out why you want to do those things. What are your motivations? And then act out of that, rather than just like, you're told not to do this, so don't do this. I think that's
really good. And yourself, Kenny?
So I was enjoying everybody's answers, so I kind of forgot the question.
No, it's clear. No worries. So it's like, how would you advise someone to keep or develop their integrity as a Christian? So it would be the same in school and in the same in church.
I think, like, kind of exactly kind of like what they've been saying is how I put it now. I want to put it in a way that where it makes more sense. Like, if you have a firm foundation in Christ, and it's not a thing where you have to, like, constantly put on a front or put on a thing. Once you know who you are, once you know who you are, you'll see that, you know, you don't have to change for anybody. Obviously, I'm not saying you get it straight on. I don't get it straight on. I'd say we don't get it straight on, but you continuously strive to do that. You continuously strive to make yourself a better person so others can see that you're a better person. People will be able to, you know, see, like I said before, people will be able to see that you have Christ in you. You have a certain thing in you. And once they see you have a certain thing in you, they will now be like, I want what he has. I want what she has. I want to feel what she has. I want to feel what he has. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's so true. It kind of all comes back to, people should know you're a Christian before you even tell them.
You
know, your actions.
Actions speak louder than words.
So I feel like as soon as you really know who you are, you're going to want to express yourself. And then, you know, having that integrity all the time is not even going to be a problem anymore. Because you know who you are, you know. You don't need to change for anyone. You're not a malleable person. You are who you are. But my next question is just for you, Ruth, and I just thought of it there, is that since you went to college, what's it like being a Christian in college versus being a Christian in secondary school?
Oh my gosh, it's so much better. No, it is. It's so much better. I go to UCD, so obviously, like, there's a huge student body in UCD, and there is a really good Christian union. So straight away, like, I got involved in the Christian union, and I definitely recommend, like, doing that if you can, because these people, like, when you're a Christian in college, I feel like secondary school is, like, the years that kind of mold you and shape you, and a lot of people that, like, go away from their faith will go away, like, during secondary school or afterwards, because it's kind of like a make or break moment for you. So a lot of these people that are Christians in college are, like, just so strong in their faith, and seeing that, like, builds your faith so much. And obviously, because since leaving school I've found my faith a lot more, and I know now, like, I admire you guys so much that you're still in school, and you're like, I know who I am. Because it took me so long, like, that's just me being honest. I know that I didn't represent God very well in school, like, that's just me being honest. But definitely, like, since I found myself, and now in, like, in university I'm surrounded by other people who are the same, it's definitely a lot easier. That's my experience anyways. But
no, I'd say the same with me, because when we were signed up for SOX, which is societies and stuff like that, and I seen the Christian union, I was so surprised. Like, I was just like,
I know,
there's actually Christians. There's a Christian it's so mental. And then people, I don't want to say have much more respect, but people know more about themselves, and therefore they're going to respect you. They're not going to judge you nowhere as hard as they would in secondary school. So I don't want to say it's easier, but in a sense it is. It almost gets easier. But it's because everybody's been working from first year to sixth year to kind of build themselves up, know who they really are. So when they step into college, nobody is unsure. Nobody's trying to impress anybody anymore. So your college has been much, much easier for that.
Definitely.
And this is our last question. It's for any of you guys who want to jump in for it. What would you advise anybody that is really struggling with school right now, or being a Christian in school right now?
Yeah, don't look at me.
I would say don't be too hard on yourself. Mm. I think that that's the most important thing because we're all in the same boat in secondary school. Like, our bodies are all going through these changes, our mind, like, our emotions, everything is really, like, all over the place. Yeah. And everyone is unsure of who they are, you know, and you probably are going to make mistakes, right? Yeah. Obviously, we don't want people to make mistakes. We want people to learn from the mistakes of others. Yeah. Like, learn from mine, please. But if you do, like, don't be so hard on yourself. I struggled so much with condemnation. And the funny thing about condemnation is, like, it doesn't bring you anywhere near doing what's right. Like, you try to bury yourself in more and more sin because you're trying to hide from God. So definitely, I would say, like, don't be too hard on yourself. If you mess up, just, like, okay, pick up your Bible and it's like, okay, it's fine. Like, I messed up, but that's in the past. Like, no amount of guilt can change that. And, just try and figure out, like, who you are, like, why do you want to be a Christian? Why do you want to show people love? Is it because you're told that you have to, or is it because you have a foundation in Christ?
Can I just add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
What did I even think of there? Oh yeah, you have to make a conscious decision every day, especially if you are struggling. Be like, oh Lord, I wanna live for you today. I wanna love you today. I wanna show your love to people today. For people that are struggling, like, for me, I don't really need to think about it. I'm like, this is what I'm about. But people that are struggling, you have to then consciously, like, oh God, I don't want to use bad language today. Please help me. Like, I want to show this person that I've been maybe not so nice to. I want to show them love today. Please help me. Like, it's the other little things. And like we were saying, like, even you don't need to start shouting from the rooftops, I'm a Christian. They will see it and they'll know that there's something different. And the Lord is your strength. Like, it's hard, but he will help you.
Like, what you're saying is basically you need to override your feelings a lot of the time, because, like, this world tells you, like, go with your heart, follow your heart, follow what you're feeling. The reality of it is, like, if you want to get, like, if you want to succeed in the long run, like, you're going to have to do things you don't feel like doing.
Exactly,
And that's 100%. Definitely, like, what you're saying. You have to make a conscious decision to wake up and be like, God, today I'm going to live for you. Like, even if I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it.
That's good. And anything to add, Kenny?
I don't really think so. It's just like, one thing I really got from what Ruth was saying was that if you slip up, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself thinking that, you know, oh, I slipped up. There's this thing me and my dad were talking about last week, I think. It was a thing where some people feel that once they make one mistake, they feel like that's the end of the world, because that's how kind of the way it's been described to us, because you're told not to do a certain thing. You're not explained why. Sometimes it's just a thing where you're told not to do it. So a lot of times you slip up, you think it's the end of the world, and then because you start thinking, oh, God is judging me, God is judging me, you start doing more and more things. As long as you make a conscious effort to try and make yourself better, and also get into the Bible. That's what I've been trying to do, especially throughout this lockdown. Because I know I slip up. I know definitely I slip up. I'm consciously trying to make myself better. I'm consciously trying to come out as a better person. Just continuously try and build yourself, and don't be so hard on yourself. Because if you're so hard on yourself, then you brush away all the progress you can possibly make. Brush away anything good that can come out of you know, consciously trying to better yourself. You always think, oh, I made a mistake, God is going to see me a certain way, I made a mistake, I can't repent, I made a mistake, nothing good is going to come out. But just don't be hard on yourself. Continuously strive to be better. Strive to be better. That's all I can say.
Can I just jump in there?
Go ahead.
Sorry, like Kenny said, the Bible actually is the guidebook for Christians on how to 100%. live. So if you read that, like, you know, it will set you on the right path. So definitely be in the Word. In the Word. This next thing, what did Kenny say now? I was going to say something. God, his mercies are new every morning. So don't think that, it's the end of the world. Like Kenny was saying, like, he is merciful and he will forgive you. If you go and repent and then, you know, fresh start and start again and, you know, ask for his strength, he will grant you strength and it's going to be fine.
And, like, at the end of the day, that's it. Like, we are forgiven. Already. You know, God has already covered the things that we are going to do, the things that we have done and the things that we are doing. Like, it's already covered. And that's, like, at the end of the day, like, do you really believe that? You know, I had to ask myself that multiple times, because sometimes you get so caught up in this condemnation. It's like, why am I condemning myself? Do I really believe that I'm forgiven, you know? So that's such an important thing. And what Kenny was saying as well is you're told like not to do these things, and sometimes you're not told why. And I heard this really good analogy, Tori and Chad Masters on YouTube. I'm stealing it from them, so I'm just saying. Chad was saying, like, if you're driving and you're told, like, you're learning how to drive and you're told, okay, just stay between the two white lines, right? Just drive between those and you'll be fine. You're gonna follow that. You're gonna be like, okay, I'm driving, but like, fair enough, that's what I'm told to do. But if you're told, stay between the two white lines, because if you go outside of them, you're gonna crash into someone, or you could really hurt yourself and you could knock over a pedestrian, or you could whatever, then you're gonna be like, oh, okay, like, it's actually better for myself to stay in between these two lines, so I'm gonna stay here, you know? Like, I just thought that was...
That's really good.
It's great,
That's amazing. You guys are amazing. Like, thanks. So much wisdom. I hope you guys learned something from it. And just something you guys mentioned each time, and I was just asking the why. And I think it's important for everyone not to lie to themselves, but to ask the why. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I reading my Bible? Yeah. Why am I being a Christian? So then you can actually make that commitment to God fully and be like, yeah, I'm doing this because I want to do this, because I love God and I want to pursue this. I think that's the most important thing. And like you guys said, don't be hiding yourself. Everyone messes up. We're humans. We're going to fail and fail and fail again. Failure is a normal thing, but failure is also a lesson. And everybody needs to keep that in their mind, that you learn from failure and that you can go on from it. So it's a good thing. Don't be too hard on yourselves. Keep on going. You know, go to your mentors, go to God, and God will give you forgiveness every time, like you said. Like, he's a forgiving God. So I just want to thank you guys again for being here.
Thank you.
You guys shed so much light and so much wisdom. Like, I really hope you guys were writing something down, having a notepad, because that was amazing. Join us back next week with our second episode. But before we end it, I'm just going to ask you to pray.
Okay. Lord God, I thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to shed some light on some really difficult topics, God, for these young people, Lord. I just pray for the hearts of everyone that has watched this video, God. I pray that if you've touched them in some way, shape, or form, Lord, that they would get into their word, God, that they might examine their own motives and their own heart, God, and it might just bring them closer to you, God. I pray that we could bring some wisdom on how to make life a bit easier for yourself when you're in secondary school, because we all know that it is so difficult, God. But we thank you that you are forgiving us daily, God, that your mercies are new every single morning, Lord, and because of that, we cannot be too hard on ourselves, God. We worship you, we praise you, and we thank you that at the end of the day, this is, you are the reason that we do all of this, God. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye, guys.